Welcome to the Lost American podcast number 13, perhaps? Boy, are we in some kind of trouble here. America, the big bully of the world. That's what we've become now. A big bully, listening in on everyone. Well, I would like to take a closer look at Mr. Snowden here, just to see what kind of fiend he is. Selling all of our... Well, actually, he didn't sell anything. He just gave them away. What an idiot. Boy, he could have lived a nice, happy life, couldn't he? Any idea how much money people would be willing to pay for something like that? Different governments around the world. But instead, he just kind of... What's wrong with this guy? He just kind of gave him away. Leaving his cushy job and hiding in seclusion. Well, I would like to take a closer look at Mr. Snowden and what some people have to say about him. First, I want to listen to Nancy Pelosi, the bitch, and see what she has to say. I wonder.
For us to subject all of this to say, okay, how do we protect ourselves and how do we protect our privacy? We protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's our oath of office.
That's my oath of office. I'm here to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, right. That's what they always say. Every single one of them. Any type of public official falls back on that. I do solemnly swear to defend the Constitution of the United States. And yet they break this oath every single time. Every single time. They've broken it. They've shattered it. Honestly, they just don't give a shit about it. I mean, maybe the people like myself and other people might think that, okay, yeah, these set of rules here, I mean, that's what they are. They sound to be somewhat reasonable to follow, to create a society where people could live in peace and harmony. I mean, I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that says you have to tell your neighbor what to do. Or we as a government tell our people what to do. I don't think it's written in there.
Let's also make sure that all the things that we want in any surveillance, whether it's domestic for crime or internet, foreign for security, doesn't have profiling. All of the things that we are concerned about every day of the week happening in our country to persons of color when they are picked up. Well, let's apply all of that, those kinds of things, religious profile, ethnic profile, whatever it is, to the technology.
Now here I'm a little bit confused. She's saying that we should do that or we shouldn't do that? Things that we are concerned about in our everyday life. Namely, this racial profiling. I mean, this is a common practice. I mean, the police have come out and said, of course we racial profile. People, the mayor in New York City, of course, they use this. They racial profile people all the time. And now is she saying that our surveillance shouldn't do that? I mean, if our police do that, and the orders that they get come from above and above and above and above, because it's the right thing to do, it makes us more efficient. If we see a brown-skinned person with a turban on their head, or any kind of headgear, then this person is more apt to be searched and questioned rather than this, young white guy, because we're racial profiling and we need to streamline our business here, our organization, to make it more efficient. But yet, she's talking about not doing that in the surveillance, the spying. I mean, if you're going to spy on people, don't you need to know what you're actually looking for? The type of people that they're looking for. So they would obviously want to racial profile. I'm a bit confused about that.
I welcome the challenges that people pose because I think that those questions must be answered. And as far as Snowden, he did, I may be in disagreement with you, he did violate the law in terms of releasing those documents. We don't know. I understand. But he did violate the law. And they, and the fact is, again, we have to have the balance between between security and privacy.
He broke the law. He broke the law. No matter what type of law it is a law. And if you break it, you're going to pay the price. And of course, we all heard the crowd boo her. And I wish there was more of that. I mean, I haven't seen one demonstration in America about this. Not one. We've had them here in Germany already. But in America, nothing. No demonstrations at all. Anyway, and then she also mentioned that security, a balance between privacy and security. Now you tell me, where is the balance? Where would you be comfortable at? Where would you draw the line? Or is there even a line to be drawn? Do you need to be protected? Apparently, that's what the governments, I mean, that's what they're doing this for, is to protect you and the people of America. Now, you, perhaps, might be in danger from, let's say, your neighbor, because you're too damn loud. Or, perhaps, maybe you're in danger of losing your house because of some bad financial decisions. But these dangers that you or I are in are brought by our own doings. We put ourselves in certain dangers. We are totally responsible for the situation that we are in. The government, on the other hand, puts everybody in danger from their actions. You're not responsible for this. The government, they are creating the danger in which they feel they need to protect us from. That's funny. It's just kind of like if, you know, my friend Bob here. I got a friend named Bob. I'm going to go to Bob's neighbor and tell the neighbor, hey, mister, Bob sent me. I have a message for you. And then I proceed to beat the shit out of the guy. And then steal all his stuff. Now, and then I, you know, I take off. Now, Bob is the one who's in danger. Not me. The same thing like the government. They put us all in this situation. Well, so much for Nancy Pelosi. I wonder what other people have to say about Mr. Snowden. Traitor? Or confused individual? Let's see what Donald Trump has to say.
Well, first of all, he's a terrible guy. I said it right from the beginning. So many people are trying to defend him. Oh, look at what he's revealed. And isn't it wonderful what he's revealed? And yet people marching in his favor. He's a terrible guy who's really set our country back. China's now looking at us like, you know, we were hitting them hard on what they were doing in terms of what they were taking from us. And now they are really going at it. They're saying we're far worse than they ever were. And
okay, first of all, so he's a terrible guy. Okay. Donald, we got that. But, and then he mentioned about China, how China was saying that we are worse than they ever have been. Well, apparently we are. We just, it was what, 3 weeks ago we were in China. Well, not we. I wasn't involved in any of this, and neither were you. Barack Obama was in China and talking about how we have to do something with internet security, how our country, Barack Obama's talking there, about how the United States is being cyber attacked all the time. And now it comes out that the U.S. government, has been spying on China the whole time. Well, I think China is highly justified in their behavior and their recourse and action about what they're saying now. You are a big bully.
He's really hurt us in terms of relationship, and it really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane. And that includes Russia, that includes everybody, because we really have become a very different nation than we were.
USA! USA!
That's right. How can these countries even think they could look us in the eye and say no to our demands? We want him back. You send him back now, you pathetic little country. He's surprised that some of these countries are standing up against the mighty USA. And let's applaud these countries. Applaud them. Now, let's not be, you know, foolish here. We understand that a lot of these countries don't like America, or they have had, you know, a tremulous past with America. But even stating that, still, whatever their motives are, whether they are to embarrass the United States, which they're doing a very good job at, or is it because they truly believe or stand behind what this man did? Probably not. Probably not. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure in their country, I mean, they don't have a... I mean, take a look at some of these countries that have been protecting him. China. I mean, they're not great with, you know, human rights. Although, at least that's what we're told. That's what our media tells us. How many of you have ever been to China? How many of you actually know someone from China? And I'm not talking about a Chinese American. I'm talking about someone from China. When was the last time you sat down and had a conversation with a Chinese individual? I have them every single week. I talk to 3 different Chinese people. And this is kind of getting off the subject, but I just have to tell you. You know that I would have to call it an urban legend, a folktale, that... we in the U.S. or maybe some other Western countries hear that in China, baby girls who are born, if, you know, because China has this one child law, at least that's what we're told also, that if their first child is a girl, they get rid of it. I mentioned that to these Chinese people and they were appalled. What do you mean? Where did you hear that? What? I've never heard of that before. Makes you wonder.
You know, it's interesting. On the front page of the New York Times this morning, Mr. Trump, legal experts say the administration appeared to flub the case. Why didn't they revoke his passport after the charges were filed? Because they essentially had the chance to freeze him in place, and they didn't do it. They dropped the ball on this.
This guy is a complete idiot. And for other people who think, well, why didn't they just get rid of his passport? You really think that revoking his passport is going to do anything? Honestly, if you're flying into a country and you don't have a passport to get to that country, and that country wants you there, you really think they're going to be concerned about a freaking piece of paper? I mean, this is that's just stupid. That's stupid. Revoke a passport. And you know, okay, now I'm really going to go off here on a totally different direction. The idea about passports in general are ludicrous and stupid. You're telling me that, you know, and this really pisses me off. Especially Republicans are just Oh, Republicans are bad about this. Their idea about immigration control and, you know, and then, first, they're really strenuous about we need to have immigration control. We have to stop these illegals from coming into our country. And then they're all about freedom. Now, is it freedom just for them? Just for American people? Or is it, you know, freedom for people? I think for the Republicans, it's mostly just no. We're not talking about freedom for other people. We're only talking about freedom for us. Us. We are the important ones. Why do you need a passport to travel anywhere? If you're a free person, shouldn't you be allowed to just go where you want to go? I don't quite understand this concept of a passport. Now, okay, I understand that if the country in which you are traveling to, they might have a social program that gives you money for nothing. And the people who do live in that country are then forced to pay for you for doing nothing. But this is not people's problems. These problems are created by governments. The governments create these problems. In America, people are so worried about Mexicans, Hispanics coming into the country because they take our jobs and we have to pay for them. Well, if you don't have these programs set up that force you to pay for these people, then it wouldn't be a problem. And the people wouldn't come to the country if these programs weren't in place. They wouldn't be thinking, I'm going to go to this country because I can do nothing. And I can get paid for doing nothing. They would come to the country for the reasons. For most of the people come to the countries for a better life. For work. To create a home for their family. That's why they come here. That's why they travel. It's like a hunter-gatherer society. We go where the opportunities are. This guy's an idiot. Revoke his passport.
Well, maybe they thought it wasn't politically correct. You know, spies in the old days used to be executed.
Spies? Did he use the word spy? Jesus Christ. Who is this Snowden guy spying for? Well, to me, it seems like he's spying for the people. For all the people. Not for an enemy or for some other foreign government agency. He could have sold this. I think I mentioned that. But he gave it away. Who the hell is he spying for? Mr. Trump, you're an idiot.
This guy is becoming a hero in some circles. Now, I will say with the passage of time, even people that were sort of liking him and maybe trying to go on his side or maybe dropping out. But, you know, you look at where he goes, and now nobody knows where he is. But we have to get him back, and we have to get him back fast. They're talking about it could take years. It could take months, but maybe years. That would be pathetic.
I grew up in the American military, Mr. Trump, and I totally agree with you. I think anybody that does anything against this country should be taken to task for that.
Oh, boy. Now, this is a statist. This is a national socialist. And if you also have this opinion, anybody who does anything against this country should be put to task. You know, Donald Trump would like to have him executed. Anything, anybody doing anything against the country, well, what is the country doing first? So are we saying that the people in Nazi Germany, they should have applauded what was going on during the Holocaust? They should not have gone against their country? Is that what that's what she's saying. You shouldn't go against your own country, no matter what it's doing, even though you know what it's doing is wrong? Oh, this lady's an idiot, too.
The president was so angry when gun control failed. He was so angry and determined against Mitt Romney. Where's that anger against China? Where's that anger against Russia? Where's that anger against all these countries that are defying us?
How dare you defy the great and mighty powerful America? My God, this guy's using the word defying. How dare you defy us? And who the fuck are we anyway? Well, the world police and the world spies, apparently. And let's not forget England, too. They are just as much involved in this as we, as the United States is. I mean, the people of Germany just discovered. Just, I think it was 2 days ago. The people in Germany just discovered that their phone lines have been hacked into by the London, England, by England. They hacked into, I think it was 40 optic phone or optic lines or something like that. They just discovered that, my goodness, we're being spied on too. But how dare they defy us? God, do people really believe this way? Well, this is from Fox News. So, you know, okay. That explains it.
We I just do. Have a quick question for you, Mr. Trump. How do you feel about the newspapers that printed what Snowden gave them? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's disgraceful. I mean,
it's disgraceful that these newspapers would actually print something that has any type of weight or value to it. Instead of, the panda bear gives birth to twins. Like, that's really important. Isn't this what reporting should do? The freedom of the press is one of the most important aspects of the Constitution of America. And it's one of the most important aspects of any country. The press is supposed to take to task what its government is doing to make sure that the people are notified. If you want to have this so-called democracy, don't the people need to know what's going on for them to make any decision whatsoever? Don't we need to know? Apparently not.
But how does he get this information? Here's a guy who didn't even graduate from high school. He was a high school dropout. How did he get the job in the first place?
That's
where did he come
question.
From? And now he's traveling the world and everybody's protecting him. It really is a
He's
shame.
A high school dropout. This is ridiculous. Okay, first of all, this diploma that they get from high school means nothing. It's a freaking piece of paper and it means nothing. It means you have gone through, the people, the students, the children have gone through an indoctrination process. And now they are indoctrinated. That's all it means. It has nothing to do with the intelligence of an individual. The high school diploma is garbage. Total garbage. Let's not kid ourselves on this. Someone who has a high school diploma is not any more intelligent than someone without one. I think we all know this. And if you are one of those people who feel that this piece of paper is the almighty God, I guess they also believe that people like, oh, I don't know, Thomas Edison was an idiot. Albert Einstein was an idiot. Walt Disney was an idiot. Richard Branson from Virginia Atlantic Airlines was an idiot. George Burns was an idiot. Charles Dickens was a fool. Why? Because he didn't have a high school dropout. That crazy guy, Elton John, was an idiot. Mr. Houdini, oh, that guy's a wacko. Ringo Starr, Princess Diana. Oh my God, these guys are, they're all lost without their high school diploma. I don't know what we're going to do. God, don't they see how important that is? So, his argument that this guy is an idiot because he doesn't have a high school diploma. And how could he get the job anyway? Well, the reason he got the job is because he showed a talent for this. They don't teach what he does in high school, for Christ's sake. That's just an empty, ignorant argument. Okay? Total ignorance. And speaking about total ignorance, let's also take a listen to what our security of state has to say about this. John Kerry, please. Well, actually, here, lady. Yo, lady, could you ask John Kerry some questions about this? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, clearly China, on behalf of Hong Kong, helped him escape extradition. And this was after he leaked information about your surveillance activities on them. Is this payback?
On the contrary, it's not our surveillance activities on them. It's our surveillance activities anonymously.
Anonymously? What do you mean anonymously? Is it okay to be spied on if you don't know who's spying on you? I guess that's the idea behind this. If you don't know who's spying on you, it's okay to be spied on. Yeah, that's a good idea.
On thousands of Chinese citizens and the Chinese university.
Anonymously, in order to be able to track terrorism. And if there is an act of terrorism or some linkage that is appropriate, some indicator.
In China?
Whatever it is. It could be anywhere in the world. Whatever it is, then you have to go to court. And you have to have court approval in order to do anything that is actually name-specific, person-specific. So this is completely anonymous, completely random. It's really inappropriate for people to be believing that this is somehow an invasion of their privacy, because there's no person identified with any of this unless a court were to approve it.
This court that he's talking about is a visa court, and they have approved every single request the American government has ever given them. Although maybe I think they turned down 2 out of like 20,000. They're batting at like 99.9%. Kangaroo court is what it's called.
The Congress of the United States has approved this. The judiciary approves it. The executive has approved it. This has been United States policy.
We've all approved this. I don't understand what your guys' issue is. This has been an approved process. Everyone agrees that this is okay. The people in Congress approved it. The reason that the people in Congress approved this is because they didn't know what the hell they were approving to begin with. They don't know. You really think the people in Congress sit down and read everything?
I. Nay.
That's what they do. What are they
I
and naying about? They don't know. God. For us to think that these people in Congress are any better, that they have any more authority than you or I, is just ignorant again. Sheep. Meh. Let's all just line up like sheep. Meh. 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 I would like to read for you something that was printed here in a German newspaper. Quote, "It may be that U.S. citizens can defend themselves under the U.S. Constitution, but that doesn't apply to foreigners." Now, he is saying that the people in the United States can defend themselves against these illegal wiretappings, which we all know, it doesn't really work that way. The people, the citizens, cannot defend themselves from this. Anyway, but that doesn't apply to foreigners. I'm reading again from the paper. Facebook users in Germany have as little protection from the U.S. Constitution as those in Afghanistan. Germany is a country in Europe whose telephone and internet communications are being spied on the most intensely by the U.S. That's right. Germany is the target here. Well, one of the main targets. Again, quote, "The NSA case shows the expansiveness for preventive security state logic. Those who want to prevent crimes and terrorism, whatever the cost, can never know enough and will always try to find out more in the name of security." Unquote. When is enough? How much is enough? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you and I are being spied on. Has that gone too far? Again, quote, to track down the bad guys, the entire population is spied on with sophisticated methods in which intelligence agencies, police, and possibly private networks are all cooperating. The U.S. is a pioneer in introducing an infrastructure of surveillance. The only good thing about the NSA spying is that it exposes the principal tenet of domestic security that has been used to justify the rebuilding of the security system since September 11th, 2001. That those with nothing to hide have nothing to fear, this is simply a stupid idea. That's correct. Everyone who says, well, I don't understand why you're so upset about this. If you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have to worry about it. This is dumb. This is really dumb. If you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have to worry about it. One misquote, one post that you put on the internet is enough to put you in indefinite detention as a insurgent. One sentence could be enough. This, what I'm saying, could be enough. Am I doing something wrong? Am I saying something wrong? Would it be enough to lock me away? Think about what you say. Perhaps you're speaking to a friend of yours at the local supermarket and you voice your discontent. Could that be enough? Nowadays in America, it could be. And be prepared. Get ready for the next breaking news, which could be...
This just in from CNN. Apparently, Snowden's plane, the plane that Snowden was on, has been struck by... Well, we're not quite sure, but it has gone down. People have reporting seeing a light streak heading towards the plane and then a massive fireball. Right, so at this point, we are unsure if there are any survivors left on the plane. More later.
Would America go that far to shoot the plane down that he was on? I mean, sure, why not? But, you know, what would there really be to gain for that? The information's already out. I mean, I think the only thing they could do is, you know, to save face. You know, that's about it. I mean, the information's out there. So, is he a hero or is he a traitor? Let's see what this old guy has to say about it.
Former GOP presidential candidate and the current chairman of the Campaign for Liberty, Congressman Ron Paul. And Representative Paul, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Well, you've condemned reports that the Obama administration is secretly collecting data from the phone calls of millions of Americans. What's your main concern here?
The right to your privacy and enforcing the Fourth Amendment. That's what concerns me. I think it's a very, very serious matter and very, very dangerous. And I think the abuse has been going on for a long, long time. Nobody should be surprised, but it's incremental. It's gotten a lot worse in the last 10 years, and it's ongoing. And the way I see it, if the people don't wake up, it'll get a lot worse.
Okay, yeah, but come on, Ron. Come on, old guy. We need to be safe. And this makes us safe. Come on. The drones. I mean, we should be having drones on our own soil. Oh, wait a minute. We already have drones on our own soil, but they're not armed. But these aren't armed. Yeah, they're not. They can't shoot people. Yet. This is for our own safety. We need to be safe. Terrorists are out to get us. They're out to kill us, people in America. And we need to keep ourselves safe. What do you say about that, Ron?
Well, you could have a lot of safety by a lot of security. I mean, you could stop all child beating and wife beating by having a camera in everybody's house. And you give up total
total privacy. Mm-hmm. But nobody's proposing that. But that's essentially what they're saying, is that in order to maybe catch somebody, all Americans have to give up all their privacy.
Well, I'm not really sure if that's what we're saying, and that's what the government's saying. You know, not all of our privacy, only those who have something to hide. Well, that's not really the case. Excuse me, they're just doing everybody. But everybody could, perform a terrorist attack. And we are hearing all of this story all the time about how this program has saved us from terrorist attacks. We hear it all the time in the news. And this program thwarted this attack, and this program thwarted that attack. So, you know, we hear it all the time. And, you know, terrorists are out to get us, and we are a target. We are a target. They're out to get us for our freedoms, for our way of life. And if we don't do this, then, you know, someone's going to come in and like blow us up or something like that, Ron. I mean, come on. This is not some never, never land that you're living in. We're being told all the time how dangerous of a world we live in.
No, I think that's all to build fear and intimidate people and make them willing to sacrifice their liberties at the expense of thinking they're going to be safer.
Sacrificing our liberties. I don't understand what liberty you think we're sacrificing. What, our right to, you know, be secure in our person and papers and effects? Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, okay, we've sacrificed that. Is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Do you feel safer? Do you feel safer knowing that every single day the American government is doing more and more to put its people in jeopardy? And I still don't understand why there aren't any protests about this. I don't get it. This Snowden character is, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, a hero. He has sacrificed and given up everything for some principles, something that American politicians have none of. And a lot of people don't have any either, especially the way they vote. Like, that really makes a difference anyway. Well, I sure hope this Snowden character makes it out alive. He's up against a very large battle in front of him. And I do hope there are some countries out there which will, just like Julian Assange, give him solitude and a place. He's given up everything, his life, his family, a cushy job for a dropout. So, anyway, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it, especially those who feel that this Snowden character is nothing more than a traitor. I would love to hear that, because I don't, you know, maybe I'm wrong about this. Someone needs to come out with a voice of opposition here and give some good logical arguments about how this man betrayed his country. I would love to hear that. So, anyway, if you do have an opposing view, or even if you agree, I would love to hear from either one of you. So, again, that's thelostamerican@yahoo.com. And until next time, take care.